Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us for a story that takes us to Yemen this hour, where the Ansarullah movement has accused former President Ali Abdullah Saleh of staging a coup after he said he was open to talks with Saudi Arabia. Now, the movement said in a statement that Saleh's speech is a coup against their alliance and partnership and that it exposed his deception. The head of Yemen's Ansarullah movement, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, also called on Saleh to be wise and consider national interests. Houthi noted that rifts among Yemeni factions only serve the interests of Saudi Arabia. Earlier, Saleh called on neighboring countries to stop their aggression and lift the blockade on the impoverished country. He added that he intends to turn a new page in relations with them. Saudi Arabia launched its military campaign on Yemen in March of 2015. Over 13,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in airstrikes since then. Now, the kingdom has also sealed Yemen's borders, despite the dire humanitarian situation in the country. Crossing over to Belfast, I'd like to welcome Mr. Saab Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert, to our top five. Thanks so much for being with us. So what do you make? What exactly is going on? What do you think that Saleh wants to do? Has he made a deal with the Saudis?
Saleh is well known in the Arab world as the jackal. He always maneuvers to sustain his own interest. That's what he's is after now. The whole thing which is happening in Sana'a now was coordinated and planned to take place on the anniversary of the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That showed disrespect from their own part to try to claim the Houthi movement, try to attack the what they call it, the political quarters in Sana'a. And it's all actually failed to a long time connections happening between Saleh and the Emiratis. There is lots of leaks, and today were confirmed by the Houthis themselves, saying the Emiratis used to bring weapons to Saleh groups and militia in Aden, in south of Yemen, and they take it to Sana'a. And Saleh instructed some of the special forces of the Yemeni army to form their own militias and recruit some from the previous disbanded soldiers from the army, and trained by the United Arab Emirates and finance. So the United Arab Emirates are playing the game in here of trying to cause a feud amongst the Yemenis so they can achieve what the Saudis coalition failed to achieve, which is to defeat themselves, to start the infighting, and to make the Sana'a capital goes through mayhem and civil war. And in that will influence the successful military campaign which the Yemeni army and the Houthis are leading now. Since we know yesterday they targeted a military base inside Saudi Arabia in Khamis Shmeit with middle-range rockets manufactured in Yemen. The whole thing is worrying the Saudis, since the last rocket of Burkan 2, which landed in the King Khalid's airport in Riyadh, and the Saudis went mad. They put the Lebanese prime minister under house arrest in Saudi Arabia, asked him to resign, to influence Hezbollah in Lebanon, not to even sympathize with the Houthis, to try to drag the Arab world behind it, the Iranian saying, supplying them with weapons, which was actually manufactured by the Yemenis, trying to bring an international support to them. But there is international public opinion growing hugely against the Saudis and pushing the United Nations to take sides with the victims in Yemen. Like we noticed last week, the British Prime Minister was in Riyadh telling them, you have to ease the sanctions, which means, in a different way, try to finish the war as soon as possible. We cannot handle the public criticism in the West. So the Saudis now move to the card of buying Saleh. How much it's going to cost? and try to bring the war inside Yemen by Yemenis. They are interested in defragmenting Yemen to different entities. The Saudis want to take Ma'rib. So from this province of Ma'rib, the Saudis can have an oil pipeline go through Saudi Arabia to Ma'rib to the Arabian Sea, avoiding the Hormuz Strait and avoiding Bab al-Mandab, which is will make them less strategic because the Hormuz Strait is a territorial, the Iranian territorial waters. So it's make it not that important in the trade of the international energy market. And the Americans in that by today, actually, if to confirm what I'm saying, the southern movement in Yemen, they move into occupy governmental buildings in Aden. Today, this morning, they occupied the education ministry and put the flag of the southern Yemen Republic, which used to be there before the unification or forced unification with the North Yemen by Ali Abdullah Saleh. So the whole move is now to defragment Yemen, to establish a new entity, to make it open for anybody to try to create that chaos to defeat the Yemenis within.
All right. Difficult situation there taking place in Yemen. Appreciate you being with us out of Belfast, Mr. Saab Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert.